the biggest stories from the pages of the London Free Press and lfpress.com. This is the London Free Press Podcast with your host, Rachel Gilbert.
Welcome to the London Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Gilbert. People in the Port Stanley and London areas are in shock after a 14-year-old boy drowned in Lake Erie over the weekend. Dozens of volunteers helped emergency workers search the waters for Omar Boz on Sunday, but bad weather had OPP warning citizens not to do the same on Monday. Omar's body was found Tuesday afternoon, and since then, we've learned a lot more about his family, who sadly are no strangers to tragedy. Today, I'm talking with Norman DeBono, who has followed this story since the beginning. Hey, Norm, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Rachel. How are you?
I'm good. This is not a great story to have to follow. I mean, what a tragedy. Let's start from the beginning for those who maybe haven't heard. Talk about Omar Boz. Boz or Boz? We're not sure exactly the pronunciation.
Not sure how it's pronounced, but
Buz. Well, how did he go missing? This happened Sunday, right? Started Sunday.
Sunday afternoon. He was in the water. So he and his 17-year-old brother were swimming off Port Stanley's main beach. Now, for Port Stanley residents or anyone in our area, they know that Port Stanley is a beautiful main beach and of course, a little beach. But if you go to the main beach, you know not to swim near the breakwall. The breakwall is very dangerous with currents and undertow. We all know that because we're here and we've been swimming there for years. But the Buz family are new arrivals to Canada. They've only been here since September, having immigrated from Syria. And the two brothers swam close to the breakwall. And they got into trouble. They got into distress. Lifeguards entered the father, who was on shore, who doesn't swim, doesn't know how to swim, saw that his sons were in trouble and ran in the water to try to save them. And the lifeguards entered the water then and rescued the father and rescued the 17-year-old boy, but couldn't find the 14-year-old boy, Omar. So Omar, drowned, as we all know. And it's very sad. I wasn't working Sunday, but I was on social media and I saw the reaction and it was immediate and it was overwhelming. People literally went to the beach to try to help with the search. There was a human chain that formed, and there are all kinds of pictures on this on social media, which are so, I think, very powerful images of men and women just joining arms and going into the water and searching for this boy, for this boy's body. And of course, sadly not finding it. And the Central Elgin Fire Detachment launched its boat rescue team. OPP has an underwater recovery unit. They were on the scene. They launched two boats in recovery. And, over the next 2 days, there was a lot of searching. Divers were in the water constantly. And eventually, 2 days later, they did find the boy's body. So that was on Tuesday. And I think the funeral for him, he was buried, as is the tradition in the culture, he was buried the next day. On Wednesday, he was funeral services were held at the mosque. So
there was a lot of people at the beach that day. It was a very hot weekend. So there was a lot of people immediately wanting to help, right?
I went the next day and people were back at the beach the next day, and it was very stormy the next day. It was raining. Mm-hmm. It was windy. The waves were very high. People wanted to go back in the water again and search. And OPP had to tell them no, had to keep people out of the water. I mean, that's how impassioned the people became on this. And that's how much of a serious issue it was. And that's how much it caught people's attention. And it's just heartbreaking. And when I was there on Tuesday, I saw the father and I met the son, the father and the son, because they were meeting with police. And of course, they don't speak English. So I spoke to them through a translator, a friend. And it's just heartbreaking, the grief and just the sadness that overcame the family. The family had a bit of a covering of the beach, and they stayed there for 2 days.
Wow.
A table was put up, and they had like a tent area over the table, and they just stayed there and waited for all word from the police. And and it's heartbreaking. One of the saddest stories I've ever covered.
Oh my gosh. This family really is no, I mean, as we said, they're no stranger to tragedy. They actually already lost two daughters in Turkey. Is that right?
Before they immigrated here to Canada, there was an earthquake that's key, and they lost two daughters in that earthquake, so they died, and that was So this family, you're right, has gone through a terrible time, a real tragedy. And so, and they came here, I mean, hoping to rebuild their life. And of course, tragedy struck again. So they have a 17-year-old son, and they have a daughter remaining, I think, in either Syria or Turkey, I'm not sure which. And they're sort of hoping to bring her back here also, to reunite the family and try to reestablish their lives. So wow. Yeah, it's a very sad story, and it's really gripped the community. I mean, I think that it has sparked a sort of wave of concern. There is a candlelight vigil. It's going to be held Saturday night, I think around 8:30 or 9 o'clock, mm-hmm. at the in Port Stanley at the breakwall at the lighthouse area.
Okay.
So as an example of sort of how much people are sort of concerned about this, but it's also, but not very interestingly, on Monday, this is the day after this tragedy, mm-hmm. you know, remember on Sunday, one boy was killed and two people were rescued from the water. Mm-hmm. Then on Monday, four people were rescued off Port Stanley's main beach, and they weren't near the breakwall. They were out in the main water area between Tower 1 and Tower 2, lifeguard Tower 1 and 2. Wow. And so they got into distress. Central Elgin Fire, it was at 9 o'clock, so if the lifeguards weren't on duty, Central Elgin Fire Department had to launch their marine unit. They have a Zodiac and a Sea-Doo, and they pulled all four people onto the boat. They got them to shore safely. Thank God they were fine. But it sort of had us thinking, why? In 2 days, seven people were in distress in the water and one died. And so we reached out to some people to the Central Elgin Fire Department, and the chief there was very clear in saying that they have noticed this summer the undercurrent, the currents in the undertow are very aggressive. They're very strong. And they're not just in their strong near the breakwall, but up from the main beach as well. And they came out with that because they want people to be aware and to be concerned and to take precautions, to be careful, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not to go out too far, and especially now if you're not a strong swimmer.
So we don't know why the currents are stronger this year, but they seem to be.
He has a theory, a working theory, that there has been some erosion elements in the beach. Like, one thing I know about the Great Lakes and Lake Huron, Lake Erie, you know, is that the beaches change from season to season. The beach will look very different in the spring from the last summer because of the erosion and the wind patterns and what happens over the winter. And so they believe that there is some erosion of the sand and silt that has moved along the beach. I don't know where exactly, mm-hmm. but this movement of the sand and silt and this erosion that has occurred in the water has impacted currents and undertow and made it more aggressive, made them stronger, something to be very careful of. Mm-hmm. Seems to make sense for me. I mean, I tried to do a little research on this as I could. It did seem consistent with what I read about it.
Do they have safety tips for us? Because I have seen on social media some people kind of posting a video or a photo of the shore and saying this is a rip current where it looks calm. Or a current, you know, so you don't want to enter in there. It looks calm, but is that true? Have they sent any safety tips for any beachgoers?
Yeah, they have a rule of thumb, so to speak, that you don't swim in any water that you're not comfortable. Don't go too deeply into the water, even if you're a strong swimmer. Go with a friend. Don't go alone. Mm-hmm. Just be careful. If you feel an undertow or current, get out of the water or go to shallower water. They would also say, you know, if you're at all concerned, swim with a flotation device. Go with a PFD, like a life vest. Go into the water with a life vest. And so if you do get pulled out or pulled under, you know, you will survive. So, and those are all, I mean, those are good precautions. Just to be careful. It's kind of common sense to be careful, not go into water you're uncertain of. If you're not a strong swimmer, wear a PFD, a personal flotation device. Even if you are a strong swimmer and you want to go out, wear a flotation device and take that kind of care. Because ironically, on Monday also, I read that there was a rescue happened in Port Dover off the beach there. So, and of course, that's along the same shoreline. So,
and are rescues common? We hear about them when they happen, obviously. But I mean, how often are they happening?
Yeah, no, not very often. No, they don't happen very often that there are drownings, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. I think the last one in Port Stanley was you know, many years ago. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we hear a lot about rescues are occurring. So, no, I don't think they're very common. And that's a good thing because people are more careful. But this season seems to be bad for it. And remember, we had a kayaker, a London man who was a kayaker disappeared in Lake Huron, and he drowned as well. So that was only, a week ago. So it's just a reminder that, be very careful when you're on the water and take precautions and watch the water conditions. The other thing is that there are lifeguards at Port Stanley's main beach.
Right.
And they note the swim conditions. They have red flags, green flags, yellow flags. And if it's a red flag, don't go in. If it's a yellow flag, be very careful. If it's a green flag, you can be a little more certain. But even then, take caution.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about Omer. And, he just graduated elementary school. He was going into high school. Is that right? I mean, he was just, kind
He's
of starting his
14
life.
Years old. He was 14 years old. And he was just graduated from Emily Carr. Mm-hmm. And was about to go into Mother Teresa in the fall with his brother, a 17-year-old brother. And so, you can imagine this is a young man who's just been here since September and is, building a new life for himself as a Canadian. And this tragedy strikes. So it is, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. And it's heartbreaking for the family.
Is there any way we can help the family, support them during this time?
There's a GoFundMe campaign ongoing, and I think that there's also discussion that those funds are being used to perhaps bring the daughter back from where she is, another Turkey or Syria, like I said, I forget. Mm-hmm. So that to bring her here, and so that would be, I think, really helpful to the family to have the family together again as much as they can be. So having lost three family members, so
and how is the family holding up? Have you? I know you talked to the dad a little bit through a translator.
Yeah. Yeah. So the mother, there's been reports the mother has been, she's under care. She is in such shock that she's under medical care and treatment. I don't know the details of that, and I didn't pry. But the father has been, I've spoken to him briefly. It's not an overstatement to say that he's devastated. He's overwhelmed with grief. I think that's very safe to say.
Yes.
And I just know that from seeing him and speaking to him on one occasion, I saw him from a distance. And even then I said, I bet that's the dad, because he would just, you wear that kind of pain right when it occurs.
Absolutely. Okay. So there's a vigil planned. If anyone would like to go and support the family, will the family be at the vigil? It's again, know. on the beach at Port Stanley, right?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for joining us today, Norm.
Rachel, thank you.
I know this is a hard, this is definitely a hard story to cover. So we appreciate.
It's a hard story, but it's really important that when a tragedy occurs like this, that people be reminded that, Port Stanley is a lovely village and it's a beautiful beach and it looks great and it's very inviting on a hot day. But even on something as seemingly as benign as Port Stanley's main beach, it can be very dangerous, and we have to be careful, especially if we have little kids. Like I said, Monday, four people were rescued. On Monday night at 9 p.m., there was a 12-year-old boy that swam out, and he had to be rescued by fire department. So let's be careful. Let's be careful out there.
Scary.
It's a stark reminder of that. So let's try to make something positive out of it, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Something for us to remember. All right. Well, thank you, Norm. And we'll certainly be watching your reporting on this story, because I know that there's more to come. So thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Rachel. Appreciate it.